This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Clara, tell me about Arts and Bots.
Arts and Bots is a program out of the Create Lab that actually was developed for middle school girls.
Okay.
It was this idea of, you know, a technology that could attract girls. So we decided to figure out a way where we can use, you know, the technology with using robotic parts and craft materials to build a robot that can express emotion, tell a story. So this is, you know, a little bit of what Arts and Bots does.
I've been looking at a couple of the examples. I mean, some of them seem to be like little robots that move on command, or one that recites poetry to you, stuff like that. What are all these powered on? I mean, how did this all come about?
What it is, it's called the Hummingbird, the board that comes attached to LEDs. You have motors, you have servos, sensors, and what it kids
like
do, yes, light sensors,
sensors,
we have motion sensors,
okay.
Yes. So what we do is, you know, having all these parts, kids can put together craft materials or recycle materials to build pretty much anything they want to build.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times we're working with in-school programs, so teachers can develop whatever curriculum they want. So we have an example of a teacher doing implementing Arts and Bots in a language arts class,
okay,
where kids actually read a poem,
okay,
and when they read the poem, they can then think about a way to express that poem into a robot.
Nice. Okay.
So it's building, you know,
robot,
a scenario.
Yeah. So it's
for the robot,
expressing like whatever they're saying or something like
yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
How do you interface with the Hummingbird board? Like, how do you program that?
So that's it's actually a very simple drag and drop environment,
okay,
language that we also developed the software.
Nice.
So the kids can program the robot.
Is it
you know,
based or
no, it's well, actually, it's a good question. I'm
okay.
not sure because it's a very drag and drop, but
yeah, yeah.
but they do have all the languages that you can, you know,
oh,
for
nice.
Beginners, you use the visual programmer that
okay.
we developed,
okay.
but then from advanced, you can use Java, and you can use all the languages like processing as well.
Very cool. Oh, you can use processing on
yes.
it? Oh, cool.
Yes.
I took
with
a processing class, I think, in this very building about a month ago.
Oh, fantastic.
I think
we
it was here. It might have been somewhere else. I don't know. But yeah,
yeah,
that sounds really cool. So is the Hummingbird board like an embedded system, or do you have to have it hooked up to a computer for it to run, or what?
The board needs to be hooked up to the computer
okay,
to
so
make it run.
The controlling.
Yes.
Board.
Yes, the controller board.
Cool.
Yes.
That's the hardware. How did you guys get started like this program? How do you go about like going to schools and saying, hey, here's a crazy idea. Learn robotics and teach it to your students. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, so actually the way it started was because of the necessity to say we would like to have, you know, working with girls and figure out what girls would be interested, you know, in the technology like robotics, and then but it to make something fun, creative. So what they did was they actually ended up working with us and say, well, we have this idea.
Okay.
What do you think about this idea? And
cool.
they say, we have this board, and then slowly we're understanding that we need to add more lights. We need to add more LEDs.
Yeah, yeah.
We need a tricolor LED.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you need a servo motor that move 180 degrees so we can add for the arms.
Okay.
So the arms can move.
You were kind of developing this along with
the community, yes,
okay,
with
cool.
the students.
Very
yes.
cool.
And then I believe, actually, I wasn't, you know, so part of the beginning,
yeah.
but I do know that they started, you know, the basic, we want to do something very basic because of the doing like a drag and drop programming to just kind of very basic introduction to computer science. And then now you can definitely, you know, for more advanced students, you can definitely go into other languages.
nice. That's really cool. Is it still just a program for girls, or is it branching out? Or
no, definitely now it turns out to be definitely reaching, you know, the much more than just middle school girls, but now also reach boys. And we have, you know, they've been implemented in very young age. We have, you know, students doing even in kindergarten, where the teachers take the lead and help them, you know, with the whole idea of what's robotics.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. I mean, how did you get the teachers to jump on board? Like, or did they, were they happy to do it? It just seems like that would be something new for them to learn, maybe, and maybe they would not be able to learn that, or how did that work out?
I think because of the philosophy of the Create Lab, it's usually always from the beginning to involve the community partners or the teachers from the beginning. So, you know, even on development of the curriculum, we did invite teachers to say, here, what we have, this is the hummingbird, what can you do? What do you think? Can you explore and give us, and tell us how to implement this in the classroom?
So you didn't take it to them and dump it on them, you asked them to come help you
to figure out how it makes
you.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's really
neat.
So this is all through Create Lab. So is it all open source and stuff
like
that?
Yes, it is. All open source. Yes.
And develop it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really
Actually now there is a company where took on the, and then they sell the actual kit, the hummingbird board. So now it's available for people that can go online, buy their own equipment, and then take actually after workshop with us. We do hands-on workshops for teachers, so we support them to say,
you're only
we'll
local
introduce
though,
you.
Right? Like you're Pittsburgh only because you're at CMU literally.
Well, actually we have what we call, it's like a satellite where all the technology that's being developed here and at Create Lab, it can be brought into or taken to all the locations by working with universities.
Nice.
So Marshall University, June Harless Center, which is part of the Department of the College of Education over there.
Okay.
We work with a team over there where they train with us, learn about the technology, and then they work with the teachers there
That's great.
It can implement the Arts and Bots technology and many other technologies from the Create Lab.
That's great.
This idea of becoming sustainable and work with the people that know the community. So the people at Marshall University know well who they work with, who the community, you know, are, so they can just work and implement the Arts and Bots in different locations. The same way we're doing with West Liberty University. It's also another university doing the same thing where they're taking Create Lab technology and really thinking the way that they can help, you know, the community to implement and really have someone that supports them, right? It's not just giving the technology and not and don't have any place to go.
Yeah. So maybe you're not the right person to ask because you weren't there at the very beginning, but like why do you guys think, or maybe even why do you personally think that the technology should be integrated into things like this, like poetry and schooling and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. Like, why is that important?
Well, I think because the Create Lab, the philosophy again, is about not just the technology for technology's sake, but it's for, okay, how can we make something engaging? And today, you know, kids' age, technology for them is engaging. But in a way that can be implemented in the classroom that's not the engineering class, or it's not just into a technology class, but it's actually in a language arts or anatomy, where we have a robot that actually moves the whole arm. So that's a little bit about it.
Very neat. Where can people find more about Arts and Bots? Is that just the Create Lab site?
Yeah, you can always, you know, check us, all the programs we have, cmu.createlab.org.
Okay.
So, and then definitely you can, you know, look for Arts and Bots and explore and see how we can, you know, help and support teachers implement in the classroom.
Cool. Thank you very much for talking to me.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.